two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors. Brought to you by Trax Power Sports Rentals. 2 hours of stories and information about hunting, fishing, and high adventure. It's KSL Outdoors with host Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
All right, we're going to spend the next couple of minutes with a member of the Navidomskis family, one of the more sane members of the Navidomskis family. That would be Mickey, who is babysitting the house while Mom and Dad are in Europe. And I'm just telling you, from some of the videos and some of the camera work that your dad's doing, he may get arrested over there. I don't know how you bail him out of an Irish jail, but you might have to do that.
I'm sure he could talk his way out of one.
You're probably right. Hey, before we talk about this adventure that you guys are doing this week, tell me about this fish. And what is it with you and giant fish this summer?
Yeah.
I've had a good amount of luck with the big ones this year. I'm not going to lie. Don't jinx it, though. Don't stop now.
Yeah, but you're holding in your dad's latest Instagram post a giant, I believe it's a cutthroat, right?
Yes, it is.
That looks like 6 foot. About 350 pounds.
No, where were you?
So that's actually Pyramid Lake. We had a discussion prior.
I think
my dad doesn't see all my fish photos originally, and then he reacts to them later. That one's about a month delay.
Okay, I thought maybe there was another one recently.
No,
that's the same one.
Because we also saw the Mac that you caught.
Yeah,
and the Mac was about that same time frame.
Crazy.
Pyramid Lake's kind of cool. I'd like to go fish that.
Yeah.
But you got to have a ladder, though.
I mean, some guys would consider getting one of those fish at any time in their fishing career would be a fantastic day, but you've had a string of them here lately.
No, I in my car on the roof, I retire a few flies that catch legendary fish like those. And this year alone, I've retired 3 flies.
Look at that.
I'm doing well.
All right. Yeah. Real quick, since your dad's not around, are you, I'm not going to ask you something that you couldn't answer when he's here. Don't worry. No. I'm wondering, are you fishing mostly lakes right now because the rivers are just blown out from all of this snow melt?
Yeah, it's forcing me to the lakes. And you guys, I think, know I kind of prefer the rivers. But, you know, you fish what's fishable. And there are some rivers that you can get out on. Tailwaters especially, but a lot of them are really blown.
Yeah. We were up Little Cottonwood Canyon yesterday watching some of that snow come down, and the water that's rushing on either side of the road is pretty crazy stuff. Waterfalls where I've never seen waterfalls before, too, as you make the drive up. All right, this week you and your brother, Finn, are headed to Yellowstone. Tell everybody what you're doing.
Yeah, so we have a backcountry permit, and we're going into the Heart Lake area, which is south of Yellowstone Lake.
Right.
We have 3 nights on the permit, so 4 days total. And we'll just be backpacking, fishing the lake, and then fishing streams as we find them as well.
Mickey, is this the thoroughfare? Is that what they call that?
So this is actually just the other side. The thoroughfare is that southeast. I guess we're true south.
Okay.
But it's just a difference of the continental divide, really. Yeah. We're only a few miles off.
That's real wilderness back there. I mean, people don't realize that's just adjacent to the park.
No, it's definitely a remote little corner. I think more bears than people hang out there.
Right.
All right, so you just piqued my interest when you say more bears than people. Why and when did this get on your radar to go do?
So during school, I had to read a lot of journal articles, and I tended to read ones about fishing more than I probably should have.
What a surprise.
And there was a study on some Yellowstone cutthroat, and there was a little side-mentioned sentence that said, the Yellowstone cutthroat in the Heart Lake system tend to have more fish-based diets, and so they reach larger sizes. Hmm. And I'd read enough at that point, so I took the trip.
Yeah. How hard is a permit to get for this particular area, and what was the process?
So you can mail or email. Actually, I don't even know if you can email. You mail in a permit, and I think April 1st is the priority deadline. I was actually just after that. So they can't be too competitive, because I was able to get one even though I was after the priority deadline. But you put in an itinerary of some of the designated campsites they have available, and you see what you get.
And so what did you get?
So I got three sites that kind of circle Heart Lake, and then one of them's to the south down on the Heart River where it meets the Upper Snake River. Although just today, not even a few hours ago, I got a call from Yellowstone that said some of the river crossings I would have to reach are a little too high right now. So they actually altered my itinerary just today, and I'll be spending three nights just on the north side of Heart Lake, essentially.
All right. So you're not hiking from one camp spot to the other. You're basically hiking to get into a particular area and then just hanging out there and exploring during the day.
That's what it'll be now. Before, I would have been moving camps every day, about 8 miles, 10 miles a day. Now I'm stationary once I get in there.
Boy, with their warning of some, you know, tough situations as far as water goes on those streams, that might mess up your fishing opportunities too, huh?
Yeah, it will. I'm hopeful they'll still be running clear, even though they're running high, and then I can usually manage. But the lake will obviously be pretty consistent, so I should be able to get into some fish.
How far do you got to go in? How far is the hike?
So I have 9 miles in and then 9 miles out, total 18. My original loop, I think, was 34-mile loop.
What's the estimated weight on your backpack?
So I'm, you know, more of a fisherman than a backpacker, and I don't want to get caught not being able to match the hatch.
Mm-hmm.
So I bring every fly there is, and I'm also bringing a lightweight raft or float tube.
Okay.
So I'll probably be on the upside of 40 pounds.
Yeah, 40, 50 pounds. Listen, when you cross rivers, rope up between the two of you. Only one at a time goes across.
Yeah, and we brought rope for that very purpose.
Yeah.
Having the boats actually is an advantage in some situations, too. Yeah. So we should be able to manage.
How big of a river or a stream are we talking about here?
You know, I really don't have a great sense. I know they're probably 40 feet across in a lot of sections, but I've never laid eyes on them myself, so it's really tough to say.
That's a lot of water.
Doesn't matter. I mean, even if they're 8 feet across, if they're full and running hard, I mean, you got to be careful.
Yeah. So we'll be your dad for now.
Well, and we'll tell you. I just want to know if the phone's going to come back.
Well, that's the other question. We should tell people that we're recording this on Monday before your departure.
Right.
And our hope is that you'll be able to connect on the sat phone from Yellowstone and call in live in our next hour. So we're trying to make that all work this week, and you'll work out the details of that with Russ, I guess.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. I should be able to call in.
How many of you are going in?
So we have a permit for 8, and we filled all the spots. So
group
of 8.
All right, but you're the ringleader on this whole thing, evidently.
I tend to be.
That's what happens.
You always will be by default, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. With your training and upbringing, I believe that is your assignment for life, sir, just so you know. Look, we wish you the best of luck, but we wanted to set the stage for what you think you're going to encounter, right, and then follow up on Saturday in our next hour with the satellite phone on what you actually did encounter. So we'll look forward to that part of the conversation in our next hour. All right?
Sounds great.
Okay.
Mickey Navidomskis, we'll let you get back to work, sir. Have a great, great week and be safe.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, welcome back. We are actually live here in Salt Lake City watching the sun come up and kind of kicking back and enjoying this, some of the segments that we did earlier in the week. But by golly, we got somebody live on the air. Mickey, you with us?
I am. Good morning from Yellowstone.
Awesome. Yeah, live on the sat phone. So tell us, we just ran your segment that we recorded earlier. And how did things go?
Things have been great thus far. We packed in on Thursday.
Yeah.
We're about 10 miles in from the trailhead, and we're camped on Heart Lake. And this is day three, and there's just a thick fog set in on camp right now, and you can barely see out to the lake. But things have been really good.
Any frost, or are you staying warm there?
I don't know about staying warm, but there's no frost. It's probably mid-40s, okay. I'd guess.
Oh, nice, nice. Heart Lake is a lot larger. I finally found it on the map. A lot larger than I thought it was. It's a pretty significant lake.
Yeah, I think its longest fetch is almost 3 miles. Yeah. If you were to walk the North Shore, you know, it's kind of got an odd shape to it. It's a 3-4 mile jaunt.
So the biggest part of your hike could be possibly, well, walking around part of Yellowstone Lake, or did you guys boat over it?
Say that one more time.
Well, how did you get around Yellowstone Lake?
So we actually came in from Lewis Lake.
Okay, so I understand. Okay.
Grant's Village, yeah, west. We hiked east, essentially, and we didn't have to take a boat across Yellowstone
Perfect.
Lake.
So you came across.
Yeah.
Kind of... Short hop over a couple of mountains.
Yeah, we dropped into a different drainage, and the trailhead had a slight up, and then we dropped down in elevation quite a bit to get down in the Heart Lake Basin. Yeah.
So, tell us about the fishing.
The fishing's been awesome thus far. We fished the lake primarily, which has Yellowstone cutthroat, which are native here, and then it also has lake trout, which have been in here for about the 30s. Those are familiar with Yellowstone Lake, there's a mandatory kill order on lake trout in there. Here, there's not, but there is no limit because they are the non-native species. But we fish from shore. We packed in float tubes, and we've been fishing from those. And then the streams and creeks in and out of the lake have also been pretty good.
Have you got any spawning going on?
So the Yellowstone cut spawn May, June. So the spawn's over.
Okay.
And this area doesn't open until July 1st because of a bear hold. So we're not fishing a spawn, but they're still eating.
Ah, excellent. Does the Heart River that drains that lake, does that drain into Yellowstone Lake?
No, so we're actually just on the other side of the Continental Divide. We're only a few miles from Yellowstone Lake.
Yeah.
But this will make its way to the Snake River.
Okay.
We took a day hike yesterday down to the outlet that is the Heart River and fished that a little bit just above its confluence with the Snake.
Is that a natural outlet or is that dammed up a little bit?
Nope, natural outlet.
Ah, that's beautiful. It really really defines the Continental Divide, the fact that you know, you're right there at it, and you cross it on the trail. Did you stop and have your picture taken by the sign?
You know, I don't even know if they have it marked on the trail. I had a sense when we did so, but it's such a subtle little divide when you're up in this neck of the woods. So, yeah, it's funny where the world splits.
Yeah, it is. It is. What else other than cutthroat did you get into?
There's been a few whitefish, but lake trout have been the main species. We actually kept a couple for dinner last night, and they were particularly tasty.
Good. Well,
I think it's so cool, like, the fact that Navi's taught his kids how to fish and then gut and cook them.
Yeah.
If I was out in the middle of nowhere, I'd die.
Ah, come on, you'd figure it out.
No, I would not. I think you are giving me more credit than I deserve. But it's just super cool that that you're able to go out and adventure and whatever, because you don't see a lot of people like my age really doing that anymore. It's becoming kind of a lost art, living off the land, and you know, do not lose that skill set. Yeah. It's super cool.
Right. He's been taught well.
Sure.
You've met my two daughters, Megan and Christy, haven't you?
I have.
Yeah, you fished with them when they were in the class.
Uh-huh.
They already dry fly fished before the class. The first thing I taught them was how to clean fish. And it was awesome when we would keep fish. Christy would be at the sink when we got home cleaning them. No questions asked, you know. It was her job.
Yeah, no, it's an important skill to have. And you know, you guys know we don't keep fish very often, but lake trout in Yellowstone is kind of the perfect situation to do so.
Well, how are your guys doing? I met a couple of them there at the house when they picked the phone up, and how did they do on the numbers?
They're doing great. They've been fishing well. They're in a deep slumber at the moment. A bit of a late night. But everyone's in good spirits. Fishing's been good. We've been pretty lucky with the weather thus far. So,
how did you have a late night? And never mind. We probably don't want to know.
My parents are listening.
I just figured that you were up early today fishing and came back to the tent to pick the phone up.
Well, you take a midday nap during the that. You know, you catch the morning mist, catch the evening hatch, and then you go back to the tent about 2 p.m.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling in this morning, Mickey. Thanks for getting up early for it. And this is great radio, and we have our pre-recorded segment right before you come on live, and really appreciate it.
I love it. Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy.
Thanks.
Be safe.
Okay. Will do. Bye-bye.
That was Mickey Novodomskis live from Heart Lake.
Mickey's got good kids.
Yeah. I mean, Navi has good kids.
Mickey
and Finn, and
Navi's got good kids. He's raising good kids.
They're really great guys to work with and stuff, and they've been a big help to him in his classes.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, so after this, we will talk with Faith Jolly and then Roger Eggett.
All right.
And stay tuned, guys. But right now, we're going to do some spots and get some news, weather, and traffic.
Excellent.